Okay, so we're at Keenan's Pub on Monday, March 25, and outside here, because we don't want to hear Supertramp music, or you wouldn't hear anything we're saying. We got Ryan Telfer here, who, of course, I remembered TFC, and TFC 2. I've talked to him before at their meet and greet, preseason event, ticket pickup, but this is different. And so suddenly he's with York 9 on a loan. And so maybe we can talk about how suddenly he heard this news and how glad he is to be here.
Okay. It's nice. It's a pleasure to know that you could stay home in close to home, Mississauga, York 9. It's very close by. And it's a pleasure to be part of history. It's something new for Canada, Canadian soccer as well. And just knowing that I get to be a part of that history, it's a special feeling to me.
Okay. Now, as we were just inside to set up this interview, Praven was singing your praises of how you came and you were ready, you're prepared. I suppose it's maybe because the season is for TFC, you're so much far, talent-wise, you're so much farther ahead of these guys, warming up and so forth. Now, you played with York over the years, yeah. The York University. And I guess you know how you know all the guys like the Carmen Izako and so on that give you a head start like this.
Well, everyone almost knows the history between me and Carm going back a couple of years now. Only when I found out that he was one of the assistant coaches at York 9. And then he reached out to me knowing that I was ready to be loaned. He reached out to me and saying, you know, York 9 is a viable option. And I didn't know that back then until he came to me. So knowing that is almost a nostalgic feeling. Just being under Carmen's guidance and coaching as well. It's fun. It has been fun. And it's been fun so far. And I know it's going to be fun regardless. So I've been looking forward to that. And so far, I haven't been disappointed. I've been having a great time, especially with a bunch of other guys who played for York University back in the days as well. And mostly some of the other guys who I know from TFC2 and playing in other clubs were during my time here in Canada as well. It's like I knew these guys before coming in.
Yeah, and like Rolex.
Yeah.
Rolex, TFC.
So it's almost like... Yeah. Nothing changed almost. I didn't come in to meet a new team, a bunch of new guys. It's fun knowing that you come in already and you know almost everyone, and it's like you're at home already. So,
were you on the York University team that won it all? Was that, or you were already pro by then?
No, I was on the team for the 2 years that they won back to back. I was a reserve. I was a reserve player back then.
Ah, so. Best university in Canada those years. So,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yes, very nice.
Still great. Is, still is, in my opinion.
Sure. All right. Okay. So thanks for talking to us. And let's get maybe just one more thing about this Dominican Republic. You're going next Friday, I hear. And what are you looking forward, or the team looking forward to, while you're down there?
Well, first off, honestly, looking forward to the weather, of course.
Yes. Yes.
But. Everyone is looking forward for those 10 days. We will be there in Dominican. We'll be on a hefty playing schedule. As we've been told, we are about to play 3 teams. Hasn't been confirmed which teams yet, but the main purpose of it is to get the minutes under our legs, just to prepare us for the upcoming season. So it'll be mostly just playing, figuring out our tactics and whatnot. And honestly, everyone is looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, so. From what I've heard inside from some of your office there, it's not. It won't be fellow CPL teams. It'll be the locals.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
We'll see. But, of course, you can, as being described, it. Well, there's no reason why after the game's over you can hang around and spy on the other team and see how good they are. Yeah. Okay, but so I'm sure that Supertramp record is over by now, but we have, except for having a flight of geese flying over, I think this interview's come out all right. Okay, so thanks, Ryan Telfer. Okay, let me see. I got to hit this.